Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Pele Yoitz and Sherman 230 on the topic of Gevura, of strength, of overpowering the Yetzirah. We're coming back now from a Ben Ezmanim, which we were still giving some Shurma over Ben Ezmanim, and now we begin Nuzman. It's a Tuba of, even though most places start the Ben Ezmanim now, we flip-flopped. And they have their Ben Ezmanim, and we have our Zman. Baruch Hashem. So as we begin a new Zman, from wherever you are in the world, we welcome you, we thank you for listening, learning, and applying this lesson to your lives. The Pele Yoitz tells us, as we had mentioned last time, Baruch Hanoisein LaYoyev Koyach. We give a bracha, we thank Hashem, who gives strength to the one who is weary. Shekol Odom ki ish givurosoi, because we all have to know this. We can all be successful against the Yetzirah. In my house, we have pictures of Gedolim. Recently, I received a gift, a beautiful, beautiful picture of my Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. First time I saw it, life-looking picture, I started crying. Still the year, just a few months of his patira. And we see pictures of Gedolim, and we forget sometimes. We forget that they were young little boys at one point in their lives. And then they grew up and went to high school and got older and dealt with the necessities of being a teenager and a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old and a 40-year-old and a 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. Kenayin Hara. We forget about this. And in fact, if Hudu Zetzal, my Yeshiva's Rebbe, Yeshiva Chaim Berlin, he wasn't so happy with a lot of these Gedolim stories and biographies that they write them, like they sound like he was a malch mi beten imoy. Like he never did anything wrong as a little boy. He never did anything wrong. And his problem, what I understood, if I understand correctly, is that it would push people away from striving to be great. Right. Well, I'm not this, I'm not that. I have all these challenges they never had. Rabbi Yisai, they were human beings also. You know, the Chavetz Chaim also had challenges with Lashon Hara. We think, oh, the Chavetz Chaim, he never... No! He also has nisyonis. I know what you might be thinking. We're learning Pele Yoitz. It's Chavetz Chaim. It's all together. All Torah. All one Torah. The Pele Yoitz is telling us, we all have to... Don't lower the ceiling. You know what it means, lower the ceiling? Lower the ceiling means that you're lowering the level of the ability of your growth. In business, you don't lower the ceiling. No businessman lowers the ceiling. Say, oh, you know what? My goal is only to make X amount. Why would you only want to make X amount? I mean, you have to be realistic in your business, but strive for the top.
If you don't grow, you're dying.
The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, as Reb Nachum is telling us, Odula Maisef Yosef, you don't go up, you're going down. It tells us the Pele Yoitz. Shekol Odom ki ish givu rosoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the strength. You have to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, you can be successful. In what angle, what aspect? We're discussing here specifically in conquering the Yetzirah. And if you can conquer the Yetzirah, that's it. You're the most successful person. What are we here for? That's what we're here for. Even though Yetzirah is fire, and he wages war with trickery and different strategies, and he never sleeps. At every single given moment, the Yetzirah is planning, waiting in ambush. If one thing didn't work one day, he tries a different approach. Or I'll try it again and again and again. Kol ish V'isha, every single man and every single woman, every single lady, you have to know, Hashem nodav libam oisim li'lochim imay, who are motivated to fight against the Yetzirah. Be'ezer mishakai yochol yuchaloi. With Hashem siyat d'shmaya, you can be successful. Every single man and every single lady, you have to know. B'derech shodom roitzel leilich bom alichino, he said, the way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead you. Ha'bol l'taher mesayin oisoi. You want to become tahor? You want to learn more Torah? You want to watch your eyes better? You want whatever aspect of mitzvahs you want to do better? You make those steps. You show Hashem you're serious about it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Yisliyat Tishmaya. Things will start clicking together. And I want to tell you something. At first, sometimes, the old man, you know what the old man is? That's the Yetzirah. They refer to the Yetzirah as the old man in the Sfarim. Because he's been around all the way from the beginning. Ever since Adam was created. Okay, he knows all the tricks. And sometimes what he's going to do is after a person decides, I'm going to learn, I'm going to get up, I'm going to learn the Seder before davening. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara anymore. I'm going to have Kavan and Olchman Esri. You know what the Yetzer Hara does? He makes it so difficult. And then if a person stumbles, he says, what's going on? I don't understand. I said I'm going to do better. And then the person sometimes has his rashlus. He has thoughts of yish, of throwing in the towel, of giving up hope. But now that I told you how he works, let's mechazik ourselves. And even in that situation, when we strive to do better, and we fall, pick yourselves up and try again. And that's exactly what the nisoyin is. Nisoyin is not just a test. Nisoyin is, will you give up? V'rak ha'ascholos kashos. And Rabbi Yisai, this is extremely important. Ha'ascholos kashos. The beginnings are difficult. The beginnings are difficult. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm not a morning person. I'm really not a morning person. And Baruch Hashem, I have a Seder, we learn, give a shir before davening. After the shir this morning, I just felt great. I just feel great. Some people, you know, when I was in yeshiva, so I'm not a morning person. And yeah. I had a friend of mine who would like give one of those good morning, you know, and it was just too much for me. I need some time. And he's screaming. I'm like, oh, where's the volume on him? But when you push yourself. And then you have a davening that was preceded by a learning. Then you have a davening, it's a real davening that your mom should connect to. Push yourself a little more. Whatever mitzvah you're trying to work on, all the mitzvahs you're trying to work on, avodas Hashem. V'achakach yenok yeloi v'yarev loi v'yavusim loi. You hear, listen to these words in the Peleoids, and it's emes lamito, it's 100% emes. I'm telling you my own experiences. And even if I didn't tell you my own experiences, if the Peleoids tells us, it's emes. He says, the beginnings are difficult, and after the beginnings, it's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet. Then he's showing the challenge and the turnaround to be the greatest, sweetest mitzvah. You know what I'm referring to. It's going to be sweet. Sweetness. And just like I told you this morning, push yourself for Boisai. And if you need an impetus, think of Achein B'nai Yisrael. And the next words are Hanasunim Batzara Uva Shivya, who are in a state of Tzara and Shivya, of suffering, difficulty, and captivity. If that's the impetus, let it be so. We should only see Hatzlacha from each and every one of ourselves. Push yourself. V'rak haschol is cautious. Only the beginning is difficult. But afterwards, It's going to be sweet and very rewarding. Hatzlacha Rabbah.